Good morning. We are talking with Brad and Britta from Truvant alongside Bob Moses. He's kind of over in the corner this morning as we celebrate Manufacturing Month here with the coinciding with the Prairie du Chien Area Chamber of Commerce. Kind of wanted to highlight some of the manufacturing businesses in Prairie du Chien. So this morning we have Brad and Britta here from Truvant. Give us kind of just a brief overview, a brief history of your company.
Yeah, Prairie Industry started in April of 94. As kind of a favorite of 3M, and started out with 8 employees. And around 1999, we acquired Newpak, which is a food facility in Boscobel. In about 2019, we were purchased by an equity firm. And along with that, we acquired some more facilities in Poland, and which required a rebranding of the name, which is where Truvant was developed.
So what do you manufacture?
Our main customer focus at Truvant here in Prairie du Chien is 3M. So we do a lot of janitorial chemicals for 3M. We do liquid bottle filling, liquid pouch filling, retail display. So if you're familiar with the command items, 3M command items, those were born here in Prairie du Chien at Prairie Industries. We still do a lot of blister packaging of that item along with a lot of retail display. So if you're in a Walmart or a Kmart, there's a good chance that we built that display.
Now, what different manufacturing processes do you use?
As I mentioned, the blister packaging, bottle filling, pouch filling, die cutting, sleeving machines, and many different hand assembly processes.
And how do you approach workforce training and development?
I would say the training is mostly hands-on for entry-level employees. We've got a lot of good, experienced people that are willing to share their knowledge, so they work one-on-one with the new hires. We've partnered with Southwest Tech many times in the past to provide training for employees. We've gone through the DISC training, which is a self-assessment that measures how an individual prefers to interact with others, so it's kind of like a personality training. We've gone through their leadership academy, and we've had some maintenance techs go through their electromechanical program and Spanish in the workplace and things like that. We've done 5S and lean manufacturing programs with them as well.
And, you know, industries are always changing. Technology is always changing. So how do you stay ahead of those different trends and technology?
Honestly, just with the relationships with the equipment and supply vendors that we've dealt with over the years, they help us stay informed of the newest trends and technologies. We also attend different trade shows, which display and demonstrate many different types of products and equipment.
Are there any current challenges that your industry and company is facing?
Hiring market is very competitive, and finding dedicated workers with a good work ethic continues to be a challenge.
I think every person that's been here has said that. That's why Bob and I are laughing in the background. Who are your customers?
Our main customers, like I mentioned before, is 3M. There's our South plant. One of their main customers is Boveda. So if you, they manufacture and produce a product that is for cigar humidors, music reeds. It's a humidity control package. And it's one of a kind in the market. So the business there has been really good. Our main customer in our Hazlet, Texas plant is Lego. Our Truvant Foods does business with companies like Jack Links and Kraft and Sara Lee and General Mills, and there's several dozen different customers that they have over there. So,
well, thank you to both Brad and Britta for coming in today and kind of giving an overview of Truvant and talking about kind of the different manufacturing options and opportunities here in Prairie du Chien, Boscobel. How many employees do you have?
In Prairie du Chien, we have about 250, and in Boscobel, about 400.
Okay, and you're always looking for more, as you said.
Not always, but we're always looking for a good person.
All right, well, thank you guys. As we continue to celebrate Manufacturing Month, thanks again to Bob Moses with the Prairie du Chien Area Chamber of Commerce for highlighting all of these businesses here in Prairie du Chien.